Former State Senator Mike Johnston will be sworn in as Denver's 46th mayor this morning. Johnston went through two rounds of voting, first in a crowded field of 17 candidates, then in a June 6th runoff against Kelly Broff. The new mayor says he will prioritize affordable housing, investing in the homeless population, and improving police diversity in the city. Johnston is facing criticism after failing to attend any of his 28 public forums over the last 10 days. He will be sworn in at 10 a.m. today at the Ellie Calkins Opera House. Last week, Colorado Democratic Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett promoted two bills in the U.S. Senate that together would protect almost 500,000 acres of public lands in the state. KGNU's Emily Cicillo has more.
The first act would protect almost 70,000 acres along a 70-mile area of the Dolores River. A second bill, the Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy Act, or CORE, would protect over 400,000 acres of wilderness, including parts of the San Juan Mountains and the Thompson Divide. The legislators said both bills were developed over the years by bipartisan collaborators, including indigenous leaders, county commissioners, ranchers, sportsmen, and conservationists. The Bureau of Land Management would oversee most of the proposed conservation areas. Together with the U.S. Forest Service, officials would manage the land to protect fish habitat and recreation. While existing livestock grazing would remain, new developments such as dams and mining would be banned from the area. For KGNU, I'm Emily Cicillo.
Immigration advocacy groups have filed a complaint urging an investigation into the misuse of solitary confinement at the privately owned immigration detention facility in Aurora, Colorado. KGNU's Kira Zizzo has more.
The complaint filed by the American Immigration Council, the National Immigration Project, and the Rocky Mountain Immigrant Advocacy Network alleges that Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the GEO group have jeopardized the health and safety of detained individuals. It describes instances of detainees placed in solitary confinement for minor infractions, such as eating slowly or expressing distress, and highlights concerns about safety, the mistreatment of people with disabilities, and lack of professional conduct by facility staff. The complaint includes personal testimonies from individuals who have experienced mistreatment. The complaint calls for systemic reform, the termination of the contract allowing the operation of this facility, and the release of all individuals detained there. For KGNU, I'm Kira Zizzo.
Ames Community College will soon offer a drone pilot program. KGNU's Ivana Livas has more.
Starting this fall semester, students at Ames Community College will have the opportunity to earn an Unmanned Aerial Systems, or UAS, Associate of Applied Science degree. The campus, located in Windsor, will host a new program in a newly built location, equipped with a drone design lab, a takeoff pad, and a landing area for drones. According to UAS Chief Instructor Pilot Jake Marshall, demand for drone pilots has increased, inspiring the creation of the degree program. Marshall emphasized that the industry is in its pioneering stage, and students who obtain the UAS degree will be leaders in the field. The drone job demand is expected to increase exponentially in upcoming years, and Ames Community College is hoping to be ahead of the trend. For KGNU, I'm Ivan Olivas.
Boulder City Council members expressed overwhelming support Thursday for a mixed-use redevelopment plan that would include a new home for the Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art. The proposed development at 4401 Broadway would include over 17,000 square feet each for the museum and for commercial space. 67 residential units and parking are also part of the plan. However, council members said the proposal would require land use codes that are not currently in place in the North Boulder Art District. According to Boulder Principal Planner Chandler Van Schack, flex zone regulations created in the mid-2000s might offer guidelines for how to accommodate the project. A man died on Lake Pueblo Saturday when a small ski boat sank. According to a press release from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, two other passengers wearing life jackets survived after being rescued by park rangers. The third passenger, who was not wearing a life jacket, drowned when he tried to swim to shore. A popular dispersed camping destination near Gross Reservoir will close for maintenance starting today. According to the U.S. Forest Service, Winnegar Ridge Road will be closed until July 24th. All recreation will be affected by the road closure, which provides access to the west side of the reservoir. For more information, go to fs.usda.gov. A heat advisory is in effect for most of the Front Range today. Temperatures may reach as high as 100 degrees. Denver Parks and Recreation will offer recreation centers as free cooling centers during regular business hours for those who need to get out of the heat. Most Denver Public Library locations will also be available. The National Weather Service is advising people to drink lots of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, avoid the sun, and check on relatives and neighbors who may be vulnerable to heat stroke. Sunny and hot along the Front Range with winds gusting up to 22 miles per hour in some areas. In Boulder, a high around 97 and a low around 69. In Denver, a high around 100 and a low around 68. In Fort Collins, a high around 99 and a low around 66. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.